Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you in this radio program. We issued a statement to reassure the population of South Sudan that in these difficult times that the country is going through, the Netherlands has remained active and present here in South Sudan to support the people of South Sudan in their quest for peace, stability, and prosperity. The press release was issued to ensure the population that we stand by the people and that we would also be ready to assist any development in the implementation of the peace agreement, as we are of the opinion that the implementation of the August 2015 peace agreement is the only sustainable way to peace, stability, and prosperity for the country.
The Kingdom of the Netherlands actually got a message for the people of South Sudan, given the fact that recently there have been clashes witnessed in Juba. What is the message of the Kingdom of the Netherlands to the parties in the implementation of the agreement?
The message that the Netherlands has to all parties to the peace agreement is that, as we have witnessed over the past years, the population of South Sudan has already suffered way too much and deserves peace. And all efforts of all parties should be aimed to that one and only goal, and that is implement the peace agreement, silence the weapons, and bring stability to the country, because the country has an enormous economic challenge ahead, and the only way to answer that challenge is to provide stability and peace in the country.
As people listening to you, Ambassador, may ask, how practically are you going to get engaged with South Sudanese or the leadership to ensure that peace actually prevails in the country?
The Netherlands, together with other international partners, has from the start of the peace agreement in August 2015 supported the efforts towards a mechanism to actually implement the peace agreement. That means that we are supporting all the bodies that are mentioned in the peace agreement, and we work together with all parties, like in the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Committee and in the Cessation of Hostility and Security Arrangements Monitoring Mechanism, to ensure that the peace agreement is being implemented in all its elements. That's a very important contribution to help the parties in South Sudan to actually achieve the goals of the peace agreement. Secondly, we have continued our efforts to help the country in providing safe water for the people and to increase the food security in certain areas of the country. Finally, we have also been providing humanitarian assistance to the extent possible for us. As you know, there is a lot of humanitarian suffering in the world, and we have to divide the resources available. But over the past periods, we have increased substantially our support for humanitarian assistance in South Sudan, as we think that food for the people, shelter for the people, basic social services for the people will also help stability in the country.
Well, my final question, if you can, Ambassador, is that there have been latest development as far as the implementation of the peace agreement is concerned. The first vice president who has been replaced, how do you see this will enable the parties to actually move forward with the implementation of the peace agreement, if any?
Well, we think that it is not our position to comment on the political developments within the movements that are party to the peace agreement. What we are saying to all the parties is that they should find a resolution for all their conflicts, because they have to work towards one priority and one priority only, and that is the joint implementation of the peace agreement. So whatever parties come to the table, we urge them all to silence the weapons and to start working towards implementation of the peace agreement, because the country needs the peace agreement to work in order to achieve economic development, which is crucial for prosperity of the country.